Now, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and her Interior Minister Horst Seehofer have diffused tensions over the country's immigration policy. Merkel and Seehofer reached an agreement after hours of talks aimed at resolving a bitter row over immigration that had threatened the coalition government. They agreed on the tighter border control to prevent illegal immigration that Seehofer had demanded. Merkel said, for her part, that Germany will establish transit centers from which migrants will be returned to their countries they were in earlier. Meanwhile, Seehofer has also dropped his threat to quit. The Interior Minister's resignation could end his alliance with Merkel's Christian Democratic Union and endanger her fragile coalition government. Joining us via Skype from New York is John Mason. He's a professor of political science with the William Patterson University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Mason. Now, if anything, this situation that Angela Merkel finds herself in goes to show the fragility of her coalition now, doesn't it?
But this is actually an internal dispute within the Christian Democratic Union coalition. The CDU has two components to it, this Christian Democratic Union, which covers most of Germany, and then the Christian Social Union, which covers Bavaria, bordering Austria, which is the Catholic component. So this was sort of an internal dispute within Angela Merkel's own party. Now, the catch here is she's managed to make a deal with Horst Seehofer, her interior minister, but in order for it to be effective, the Social Democrats will have to sign off on whatever they've agreed to. So we'll see what happens with that, but I imagine they will, because it's in everyone's interest to keep Angela Merkel in power for as long as possible.
So you think that she will not be seeing more threats to her position and to her government in the future on other issues?
Well, maybe other issues, but certainly in terms of the immigration issue, the number of immigrants coming into Germany has declined dramatically. And we're not seeing the same kind of surge that we saw maybe a year or 2 years ago. So this is kind of, in some ways, similar to the, quote, border crisis with Mexico and the United States. This is kind of a trumped-up crisis. And the people who are really pushing it are the Alternative für Deutschland. Which is the third party with 14% of the vote in the German Bundesrat. So in some way, this is a manufactured crisis where the people in Bavaria, like Horst Seehofer, are trying to cover their flanks against the anti-immigrant campaign mounted by ADF.
But doesn't this also undermine Germany's position, particularly Angela Merkel, when she negotiates with the rest of the EU when it comes to this migrant crisis, where she's preaching about other countries taking their share of immigrants?
Yeah, obviously, if she makes too many concessions to the CSU, Christian Socialist Union, with the ADF kind of in the background, then that will get her into all sorts of contradictions as she tries to negotiate an overall European Union policy agreement with other states, including, of course, France. So she's sort of walking a tightrope here.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Professor of Political Science John Mason with the William Patterson University joining us via Skype from New York. Professor Mason, thanks very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.